WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Spectrum. The Ebony Spectrum is a public affairs talk show that explores and celebrates the broad range of contemporary and historic social, cultural, political, economic, and spiritual currents which comprise the African diaspora, from Pittsburgh, PA to Kingston, Jamaica to Accra, Ghana. In studio and telephone guests, roundtable discussions involving civic, social, business, media, academic, arts, and cultural trendsetters Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. on WRCT. Liquor. Wound Liquor is your key to healthy, fearless living. Join Doc Anomia as he obliterates your pesky phobias with targeted musical admixtures, soothing clinical judgments, mentholated subatomic particles, and stuff like this. Thursdays at 12 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. During these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, excellent, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com. Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Isolation box here. One time I was in the isolation box and I heard somebody else in the box breathing at the other end of it. It was just me out of my body turned around. And then 2 weeks of my deciding to quit dolphin research, I felt I was on the wrong path, killing them, putting electrodes in their heads and so on. So I let the last three go. And I knew that the old one would teach the young ones safety of the world, which we did in a boat harbor in Carney Grove. The old one swam under the water and just barely surfaced to breathe. The young ones jumped up, looked in boats, and were looking for us. The older one kept shouting at them to stay down. It took 3 hours, but finally they stayed down. And then he took them out to sea and they disappeared. And with great sadness, we left the world. We have two now in captivity up at Green Room. I had agreed to hold them for 1 year. Now it's been 2 years, almost 2 years and a half. So I've had to renegotiate the contract. Elaine Baker is psychic at the Pritikin Longevity Center, where Eric Reed Erickson was staying with his Yaki wife. He's a Yonkey, as she says. He uses cannabis. Elaine came up to me and said, "You have gone beyond your contract with your two dolphins. It is time that you renegotiate." So I went up to Green World and did that. And said to them, "I will take you home to your tribe and allow you to renegotiate your rejoining the tribe if you wish. If you don't wish, we will establish a facility on the shore where you can educate them and they can educate us. And if we need to, we can take some of them to the new program at Costa Cruz in Mexico or at Mazatlan, depending on what happens." Contract was fulfilled, and we renegotiated on the basis that they are educating us and we want them to speak English before they go, or at least some human language. And they started doing this. They've taken the first big step. Recently, in spite of all of our big computers designed to recognize sounds and put out letters and all the complicated things that we're doing, recently John Kurt decided to listen to what I told him 2 years ago, which was that during World War II, there was a man who had decided that human speech was quite redundant, and that if he took the zero crossover points of the waveform of speech as it came out and put in a pulse at every point in which it crossed zero, pulse up for the upswinging and pulse down for the downswinging part, but then you would hear a whole rash of kind of sounds, but that these would be understandable. So he constructed this apparatus under an Air Force contract, and it worked. And so you could, through the hash of noise, radio noise and so on, in difficult hearing conditions, you could still get clear English messages of meaning through. So finally John took an Apple computer and made it do this for him. And with his Hungarian accent, he started talking to the dolphins. Now, they'd been trained on a very large vocabulary of objects, of places to go, things to do, and so on. And they would do these circus tricks at the behest of computer sounds or on gestures on the part of the humans. So he started working with them alone. He wanted to make sure that the scientific evidence was there when they began to match. So the dolphins caught on instantly. It was amazing. But John didn't catch on instantly, so he, in a very pedestrian fashion, began to dictate these words to them, like throw a ball, pick up frisbee, go through triangle, and so on. And they'd go to the other tank, and they would do all these things. And if you listen to his voice on the tape, he has a very definite Hungarian accent in his English. And with the digitalker, he still does. So when you hear the dolphins matching what he's saying, comes back with John Kurt's voice with a Hungarian accent. So I was renegotiating the contract with him, sitting up beside the pool, and Wink Thorne from Boston was there. Wink is paying us $1,000 a month in order to work with us. He's a work scholar. We copied the Esalen program there. And he is amazing. He's a young computer programmer. He knows the Apple forwards and backwards. So Wink was standing beside the pool while I was meditating on ESP and saying to the dolphins, "I will not take you home unless you do something unexpected." So within about 3 minutes, John Kurt's voice came out of the loudspeaker by the pool, circling the hydrophone, saying, "Throw me the ball!" In Hungarian.
"My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars
when the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
The dolphins now guide you back into the bay. Bid them goodbye, knowing that they are always there for you.
Thank you.
always there to share their joy, love, and caring. These are the gentle guides of the oceans. Walk back into the garden again, feeling the strength and healing from the plant and animal kingdom. This energy you will take back into your everyday life. Into the cave now, again tuning into the crystal energy. Take this energy also with you. Stairs, counting with me as you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Along the landing, counting again as we go. I'm
Eternal life is the intersection of the line of time and the plane.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Extended. They're the largest solid-state computer. Nearest to us is Mother Earth, right underneath. And communication with Mother Earth by means of some subtle radiations, quantum radiations, if you wish, or unknown radiations of the Pavel type. No, Pavel. We're using Pavel here because John Bell's theorem of non-local reality says in effect that every point in this physical universe is represented in the Pavel theorem or in Wheeler's hyperspace as a single point. So there's no need for messages of travel. They're instantaneously known everywhere at once. However, they can't be integrated at faster light speed. The Einstein limit on integration is applicable to messages that must be used for integration. So within a given brain or within a given group, you are Einstein limited. And that is Mabel. Okay?
And Pavel?
And Pavel is the instantaneous transmission of information throughout the universe, instantly. That's the God, province of God, the omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence of God.
Oh, I'd like you to. I've had a nice experience in a time. I realize why twins are so close. What do you have to say about that?
Well, if your genetic code is identical with that of another body, you can resonate at all levels. And so, then you develop a special language, for example, all your own, long before you learn the consensus reality language around you.
It had to do with water, right? Transmitting the waves?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, the identity of the whole code of every single alpha helix within bodies resonating with one another in the womb. Well, they come out and they're identical. They separate and their histories become very, very similar. They develop the same diseases at the same time, even though they're widely separated in physical space. So they operate by Bell.
When do you see, you know, we talk about the new age, the Aquarian age. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's the Aquarius is the water barrier. That's the
Aquarius.
The age of the tank.
Leo.
Indeed.
Cancer.
Ralph.
Charles.
Cancer.
Ralph.
Charles. Paul.
Description, baby.
Real vinyl.
All right, it's time for another edition of To You That Have a Human Name here at WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Bill. Be on for the next couple of hours. First, the radio music calendar. Things going on around town you might be interested in. Today's the 9th, and there's nothing on here, so you're good. Tomorrow, the 10th, at Spirit Lodge is Dan Byrne with Acrisia. Wednesday, the 12th, at Con Alma is Jazz Travaganza with Fat Man D, Carlos Pena, Jordan McBride, and Jevon Rustin. Carnegie Lecture Hall at 8 on Wednesday has Madhu Mokhtar with Janelle Leppin. Funhouse Mr. Smalls has Jarve with King Green and Damn Skippy. Funhouse Mr. Smalls has Dark Valentine featuring Hemlock for Socrates and some more Take Me With You and DJ Eric Ascari. That's on the 13th Thursday. On that same day, Stage E has Alan Walker with Telecast. Thunderbird has Bad Fish with Cashed Out and the Quasi Kings. Friday the 14th, Rocks Lab has Wolf Eyes with Brood X, Slacking, and Golden Gay. Government Center has the Clearwater Swimmers, I4A, Sam Cope, and Tyler Heaven. Mr. Small's Theater has Donna Buffalo with Tiger Maple String Band. And Thunderbird on Friday, has the Moat Rats with Paging Dr. Moon, Holloway, and DJ Diney Daddy. I'll read one more evening. Next Saturday, the 15th, Funhouse Mr. Smalls has Fat Man D's 50th birthday Bashtravaganza. It's a CCRIP benefit featuring a whole bunch of people. Pittsburgh Winer on that day is Skinny Lester, and Thunderbird has Ahi and Revlo with Noki Shrock and Wushi Oda. All right, that was Radio Calendar. If you are a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue, and would like to list your events in your music calendar, please send an email with all the details to music-calendar@wrct.org. Calendar is updated each week on Wednesday afternoon. All right, let me get into some music. This first track is by Grand Magus, a band I don't feel like ever really got that big in the U.S. It's a good new album called Sunraven.